They made a mistake worthy of a court-martial, a bombing crew who made a wrong turn and bombed their own country's residents. However, a mistake that could have ruined the careers of those aboard and cost lives on the ground actually challenged the team to become the best that ever flew. They did just that by the end of World War II. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
It was the evening of July 5th, 1943. A wayward bomber on a practice run from Dalhart, Texas, mistook the lights around the courthouse square in Boise City, Oklahoma, for the practice range. Soon, residents heard the thud of those bombs being dropped on their community.
They were just filled with sand, so they wasn't going to blow. They were practice bombs.
Jody Risley says no one was injured, although craters 5 feet wide now pockmarked the town. Calls to the Army airfield from Boise City told officials they needed to look into one of their crews that had gotten well off course.
None of them would admit to it, so as they went to the planes, they found 4 more bombs. All of them had 10 bombs, and all of them had dropped them all except this one, and they still had 4 live.
Now that they knew who was responsible, there was a decision to be made.
Those guys were all to be either court-martialed or go overseas. They went on back and made a career of it, and they became the best bombing crew.
When Jody says best bombing crew, that's because that crew did so well in combat that 1 year later, they were chosen to lead a massive daylight bombing raid on Berlin. They ended the war as one of the most highly decorated crews in the armed forces.
The guy that was flying said, if you're going to make a bad mistake, make the best of it. And so they decided to make the best bombing crew that they could.
And while the situation in Boise City could have resulted in deaths, it caused little damage and has become a bit of a moniker for the town, the only city in the U.S. bombed by its own planes during World War II. The museum has some of the old newspaper headlines from the bombing and accounts of the crew who went on to serve courageously in the European theater of the war. It's an unusual and interesting link to history. The town that was bombed during World War II, right here in the center of the country. Traveling the countryside in Boise City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.